It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Today, we're talking again about the annual Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day, put on by BOCES. The
Colorado River BOCES.
Colorado River, thank you. Mm-hmm. I almost said Mountain BOCES, and that's going back to the 80s when I was in school.
No worries.
Colorado River BOCES. This year at Rifle High School. It's not a public event, so why are we talking about it? Well, because it's still important for people to know about and to understand what's happening in the community. Terry Arredondo is the significant support needs teacher at Rifle Middle School.
Correct.
And she brought Abby and Stephanie with her today. We've actually got six students that we'll talk to today and three adults. Terry, a word that I've heard frequently, I don't know if you'd call it a buzzword or a word I've heard in conversation a lot over the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. has been equity. Is this an equity type event for these young students?
Absolutely. I'll just read a little bit here. The Colorado River BOCES is excited to announce the 6th annual Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day, and we are partnering up with Special Olympics Colorado. The 2023 Field Day will be at Rifle High School track and field on May 11th. So the kids are very vested into this, and they're very excited about it.
Doing what you do, working with these students, what does equity mean in your context, in your own words?
The fact that we value our students and we strive to help them reach the potential that they can reach. And it's extremely important.
By significant support needs,
mm-hmm.
Obviously that can be a spectrum.
Right.
From one end to the other. Generally speaking, what are you working with your students on a daily basis? What is it that you do, I guess, is really what I'm asking.
Sure. Basically, I have four other staff members that work with our six kiddos, and they attend classes with them, and we also make sure that they are reaching their goals. Each student has goals, and we make sure that they try to reach them on a daily basis.
So I guess just like in the business world, when you're setting goals for the week, month, year, you're setting goals with these students that maybe need a little extra help than the rest of the students.
Correct.
Right?
So to have the support of a one-on-one para in a gen ed classroom or even in our SSN classroom helps a ton.
Yeah, and you're setting achievable goals, right?
Absolutely.
Or goals that you believe to be achievable.
Absolutely.
Like I say, just like we would in the business community, right?
Correct.
You want it to maybe be a challenge, but you want to be able to achieve it.
Exactly.
Okay. The Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day, this is a field day in the true sense, right? The kids
Correct.
Get to go out and they get to long jump and all that stuff.
Oh, yes. Okay. We have activities that they've known about for quite some time. They've registered for each activity that they've chosen individually.
So they get to pick.
Yes.
How they're going to compete.
Absolutely.
Okay. Schools from not just the local area, from Rifle Middle School where you work, but from all over Western Colorado, if I remember right.
Correct. And I believe that's from Aspen to Parachute. I know last year we had, it started minimally, and this year we are expecting or projecting at least maybe 125 students this year, when the first year we started with just 40 students.
So, Abby, Stephanie, did the two of you participate with in this event last year, or is this your first year?
I participated.
Did you? What'd you do? By the way, was talking.
I did field racing, and then
field racing, which means
just racing.
Right. Okay.
So you're track and field.
Yeah.
Racing against other kids.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I did okay, I guess.
Did you get any ribbons?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. How'd that make you feel?
Was it a good experience? Yeah, it was a really great experience.
Okay. Abby, what about you? Did you last year?
No, this is my first year.
Your first year. Okay. What events did you sign up for?
I wasn't really I don't really remember.
Okay.
I believe she signed up for, I believe it was frisbee throwing.
Oh.
And I believe racing the 50 meter, I believe, where when she's not doing that, she'll be cheerleading on the side, rooting for our kids.
Oh, that's great. Rooting for kids from the same school or?
All of them.
All of the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, that's the encourage part.
Absolutely.
Right. So are you excited about this first time?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Do you like to run? Mm. Is that?
Yeah, it's all right.
Just all right? Just all right? Throwing the frisbee, what about that? Are you excited about that one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of a universal, I think. Yeah, you know, if show me somebody that doesn't like playing a frisbee.
Correct.
We can't be friends.
I'll second that.
Is this an all-day event, Terry, for these students?
Yes. I believe it starts at 9. I believe it's from 9 to 3, I believe.
Okay. Again, it's not open to the public.
Correct.
And so, you know, again, people listening might wonder, well, why are we talking about this if the public can't attend? Because it's important to recognize young people, and hopefully this may be a springboard. You never know. Maybe they'll become an athlete of some kind later on.
That would be amazing.
And just make them feel recognized, right, and appreciated for what they can do.
Correct.
In society.
Correct. I believe in encouraging them to give it their all, whether it's in the classroom, outside the classroom. I definitely believe in each one of my students.
Okay, ladies, what's your favorite subject in school? Do you have a favorite?
Probably literacy.
Literacy. Okay. You like to read?
Mm-hmm.
What's something interesting, a good book or story that you've read recently?
What was the name of that book you talked about yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Frozen Charlotte.
Frozen Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's it about?
It's about, like, yeah, just kind of, yeah, yeah, not really. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Abby is really nervous, in case you can't tell. Your face is a little flushed. Bless your heart. It's so
it's
cute.
It's okay, sweetheart.
It's all right. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's no big deal at all. What about you, Stephanie?
My favorite subject is probably science.
All right. All right. I like where this is going. Tell us about that. What do you get to do, experiments, that kind of thing, or are you just learning and reading at this point?
Right now, we're kind of learning and reading and probably doing projects a little bit.
Okay. What is the most interesting thing that you've learned in science class?
What did we just do? That was fun.
Building a rocket ship.
Oh, okay.
Building bottle rockets, yeah. Yes. That looks like a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun, indeed. You're, I think, model rockets.
Correct.
As opposed to bottle rockets,
yes.
Which are illegal.
Yes, sorry. Yep,
we're talking,
that's true.
We're talking, you know, the Estes model rocket, that
correct.
Kind of thing.
Which is made out of a 2-liter plastic bottle.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually, so it is literally yep. So it really is a bottle rocket.
Correct.
Only without explosives, you're correct. Probably using, like, pressure from something else. Like,
correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My bad. Sorry
no,
about
that's
that.
That's okay.
I went down the wrong road. It's not the first time that's happened.
No worries.
For folks that are interested in learning more about this, again, it's not a public event, but is there something people who are listening can do to support these young people?
Absolutely. We are asking for the community to help make this year's event another remarkable success. We are seeking financial donations that will help purchase shirts and prizes for each individual student and staff member who participates in the field day. Our goal this year is to raise $4,000.
Okay. And so if anyone is interested, who should they contact or how can they learn more?
Let's see. We can. It says please make donation checks payable to C.R. Boces, in parentheses, ENC Field Day, P.O. Box 68, Parachute, Colorado, 81635.
Okay. So if you'd like to support this again, it is next week. It happens on May 11th. So Thursday, May 11th, again at Rifle High School. I imagine it's one of those things that as soon as this one is over, you're going to start working on the next one.
Oh, yes.
So anybody that would like to help out,
would
of course.
Be. Oh yeah, that would be. That'd be wonderful.
Just drop something in the mail again. Absolutely.
And please reach out to me with any questions. If you would like to see what ENC Day is about, you can visit our web search at Encourage Nurture Challenge for a video of the 2019 Field Day. I wasn't there, but I heard it was fantastic.
Say that website again.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
It is.
And my question is that a Facebook page or is it an actual website?
It is an actual website. Okay. What it says here is you can search, Google search, Encourage Nurture Challenge.
Ah, okay. So if you search YouTube, you should be able to find
that
2019 video, which I think was the last full year that this happened. You know,
unfortunately,
things were a little different 2020, 2021, and even last year.
Correct. This year we're expecting a bigger crowd for sure.
And again, students from throughout the area, from Aspen to Parachute, that will be descending upon Rifle High School, if you will, for a majority of the day.
Correct.
Again, if you want to learn more, you can just Google Encourage Nurture Challenge. And again, it's sponsored by Colorado River BOCES. All right, Terry. Girls, great job. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you around. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We will take a quick break, and we will do a little musical chairs, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Colorado River BOCES Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day, May 11th this year on Thursday. Again, they're looking for monetary donations to help buy some presents for the kids, that kind of thing. Like participation prizes, that kind of thing is what I was trying to say. Just did not really articulate too well. So joining us now, we've got Bella Irizarry. Okay. And Cage Shaw. And a voice that might be familiar to you, although she sounds a little different than the last time I heard her on the radio, Elizabeth Henry.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm great. How are you, Gabe?
How many years has it been? 20?
Since I was on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 20.
With your mom? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her mom, of course, is the famous Kimberly Henry, who is now an RVer, which is a bit of a point of contention in our friendship, but... we'll talk about that some other time. Speaking of equity, can I get some equity with that? Again, Encourage Nurture Challenge, ENC Field Day, as we sometimes refer to it, is a field day for students that maybe aren't participating in other sports. In some cases, they've got special classes in this school so that they can and help. Like from Elizabeth, who is a para at Rifle Middle School, in doing everyday schoolwork, right? Classroom time?
That's correct.
Yeah. So explain how this is split with these students between time that they spend in the classroom with all the other students and time that they may need extra help in a separate classroom.
So in SSN, they come and they spend the first part of the day with us, the cub time,
so like
with homeroom.
Homeroom,
basically.
Yeah, okay.
And then typically we do literacy and math in our classroom. And then most of the students go to gen ed classes the rest of the day, including things like art, PE, science, and social studies.
Were special needs students in the classroom with you when you went to school?
Not so much.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, they were, believe it or not. And there was this move to keeping them separated from the rest of the students for a long time. And now everything has kind of moved back to where, well, I mean, the pendulum always swings, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel having gone through public school in this area yourself, and now you've seen the impact that you have and that SSN has on these students? How do you feel about having them in the same classroom, the gen ed classes with all the rest of the students?
I believe that separating students from each other is a detriment to everyone.
Yeah.
I truly feel that it others them,
Right. Yeah.
So I love that we get to integrate everybody, and everybody gets to experience each other, make friendships with maybe someone that they would not have gotten to have a relationship with before.
I struggle in defining this term called equity that, you know, we've heard over the last few years a lot. I'm sure it goes back much further than that. To me, what you just described can be one definition of equity, right?
Yeah, I would agree.
And just the field day in and of itself, right?
Yes,
I agree. Giving these young people a chance to participate against each other and play and maybe meet students from other schools.
Yeah, right? I think it's going to be a great experience.
Terry was mentioning that the students actually get to sign up for the activities that they want to participate in at the field day.
Yes, that's correct.
And I'm curious, Bella, what do you remember what you signed up for?
I signed up for, I'm pretty sure, discus.
Discus? And, okay.
Yeah. And then running.
Discus and running. Okay. Do you know what distance, or does everybody pretty much do the same course?
50 meter.
I was going to say 50 meter or 50 yard. It's about the same, isn't it? I guess it's a little different.
Like that different.
Okay. Different. Do you run a lot? Is that something that you enjoy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Did you participate in the field day last year?
No.
So this would be your first time. You excited about it? Maybe a little nervous?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but excited.
Okay. Is she always this soft-spoken, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay.
Bella's our... She's very soft.
That's okay.
She carries a big stick, though.
I was going to say, I consider that to be a good thing. Being soft-spoken can be a very good thing. Cage, what about you? You have been ready for this interview for a month, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I feel like you have been, like, practicing.
Yeah. I have been practicing. I've been wanting to be a runner for decades.
Awesome. That's great. And you don't seem that old, but I'll take your word for it. So I'm guessing you signed up for at least one running event as well?
Yeah.
How far? Do you know the distance?
100.
All right. So have you been practicing at home or during recess?
Yeah, I've been doing like track in...
Great.
Like, I've been practicing running. I've been in, like, running events. Like, last week when I was at the Coleridge High School with Miss A, I did the long jump, and then I did the 100-meter run.
All right. How'd you do? Did you do well?
Yes, I did.
Great. Awesome. Did you participate in the Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day last year?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. How'd you do? Did you get any ribbons?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Tell us about it.
I got first place.
Great.
For, like, running and, like, doing, like, shot put and all that stuff.
How'd that make you feel? Feel pretty special?
Pretty proud because I am a kid with one diet. Like, one kid with one syndrome.
Okay. What does that mean?
Like, I'm a kid with Williams syndrome, like...
Okay, but how does that affect you?
Like, affects me to run super fast.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. By the way, he referred to Miss A. Elizabeth, I assume that's Terry.
Yes, that's Terry Arredondo.
I apologize. I should have asked how the kids refer to you. It didn't even occur to me before we got started. So,
usually they call me Miss Betty.
Yep, I call you.
It's easier to spell. So that's why I picked it.
Miss Betty?
Yeah.
How do you get the Betty from Elizabeth?
So that's actually unrelated to the school.
Fair enough.
When I worked at the 19th Street Diner, I thought I needed a diner-sounding name as a waitress, so I picked that and had that as my name for about 10 years, and only at work at the diner. And then I decided one day, I'm just going to be Betty all the time. It's easier to spell. It's shorter. It fits on more forms.
Fair enough. I see Cage finds it as humorous as I do. Is that the first time you've heard that story? Is it? He's shaking his head. Yes, he can't even answer because he's laughing so hard.
I don't think any of these kids knew that Elizabeth was my real name.
Really? Did you not, Cage?
Okay. Oh, you did know?
Yeah,
okay.
He did. Okay. Okay. You just hadn't heard the story about how she got from one place to the other.
No.
Oh, this is so much fun. What is it about when you see somebody else laughing that you just have to, you know, you can't help it?
Cage has very infectious laughter.
I see that. I feel that. You can hear him. He's still over there. How do you get any schoolwork done with him in the classroom? Are you the class clown a little bit?
No? Some days.
Okay. All right. Again, if you want to help support Colorado River BOCES and encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day, they ask that if you want to just drop a check in the mail, you can put it to Box 68 in Parachute, 81635. And, you know, I know Colorado River BOCES has a website as well, and they've got contact information there if you have any questions. And if you want to check out that video from the 2019 Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day, just Google Encourage Nurture Challenge, and you can check out that video on, I think it's on YouTube, if I remember correctly. So for Bella and Cage, I know that each of you brought a little sentence or two that you were supposed to mention. Did we already cover what you were supposed to tell everybody, or do we still need to work that in?
Kind of.
Okay. You want to tell us what you're supposed to say word for word, Ben?
Well, it was, this is my first time in ENC, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm very excited to go to it.
Okay. Always keep being soft-spoken. It's such a good thing, I think, anyway. Cage, what about you?
My favorite thing about ENC is seeing friends, and I'm looking forward to running super fast.
All right. You keep running super fast also.
I'd be like a speedster from Flash.
I love it. I love it. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Colorado River BOCES Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day. Thursday, May 11th at Rifle High School. Again, it's not a public event, but members of the public can support this event. They're actually looking for around $4,000 in donations to help make this happen. So that helps with, you know, things like ribbons and T-shirts for the kids and goodie bags and that kind of thing. So a little more switcheroo, some more musical chairs during the last break. Wayne Edgton is here now. He is significant support needs, paraprofessional at Rifle Middle School and yes. Behavioral coach.
Correct.
And so explain it. You know, we talked a lot about SSN and what significant support needs means earlier. Talk about what being a behavioral coach means.
Just helping kids understand their emotions and keeping their emotions in control and in check.
Which is something we could all use help with.
I think so.
From time to time.
I think so.
You're actually, of the adults that we've talked to today, you're the only one that actually was a part of ENC Field Day last year?
Yeah, have been for the last couple of years.
So to talk about what it's like being out there with all those kids and all those activities, I know from experience, track in general, track and field, is so many events going on at the same time under normal circumstances.
Right. So similar, we do all the field events first, and then we come into the running events. But it's just so great to see all these kids come out. They're excited. They're with their friends. They're doing things all other kids do. So it's just awesome to watch.
How important is it for a kid, a student with significant needs, to be able to do something like this that they wouldn't necessarily be able to do?
It's huge for them. They oftentimes they may not get to be in the spotlight, so this is a chance for them to really get a chance to shine for everybody.
Speaking of being in the spotlight, Gael Delgado is here. They told me that you are the class clown.
Yes.
Yeah? A little bit? So that means you like to joke around a little bit maybe in class? Or what exactly does that mean?
It means like trying like to be happy and not trying like to get mad over stuff. Like that's how you just choke around and yeah.
I like that. I like that. That sounds reminds me a little bit maybe of myself way back in the day. I understand that for Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day, you get to pick the activities that you're the sports, if you will, that you're going to do. Do you remember what you chose?
Yes, I choose 15 meters and 100 meters. As you know, okay. Both doing those.
You're a runner?
Runner.
So you enjoy running?
Yeah, I enjoy it because I play basketball.
So you do play basketball. Okay, all right. Which is not one of the ENC Field Day events, but all right. So when you're in basketball practice and the coach says to do some wind sprints up and down the court, you actually look forward to that?
Sometimes, not that.
Okay. I knew that we would. I would get you to break there just a little bit. David Rosas is here as well. David, what event are you going to do at the field day? Do you remember?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm looking forward to the 50-meter run, throwing a ball, and jumping. I like ENC because you get to play games and practice it too.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, young man. I appreciate that. So you're excited about this? Yeah? Yep. He's shaking his head, yes. That's okay. I see the smile on your face, Wayne, and to me it says, satisfied? Is that the right word?
Yep. Seeing these guys be on the radio right here with me, awesome. Loving it.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that, right?
Yep.
So for folks that are interested, again, it's not a public event on May 11th. Just so many kids in one spot, it's tough to make it a public event. But still, the public can get involved. By the way, if you want to learn more, Colorado River BOCES does have a website. It's crbocees.org. So crbocees.org. And if you want to Google Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day, they do have a video from the 2019 Field Day. So you can check out, you can kind of see what it's about, see those students participating in those activities. You know, I feel like there's been a common thread, and I've asked this question of Terry and of Elizabeth, Wayne. So is the ENC Field Day, is that an example of equity? And how do you define this term that I know has been around forever, but that seems to me to be so much more common maybe in the last few years?
Just that they get the chance to be like every other student and live the best life that they can live. So we love seeing that, and we love helping them get to that point.
It reminds me a little bit. Again, you used to work for the rec department in Rifle, and when you're talking about recreational sports, you know, there's always this fine line between, you know, at a young age, the kids being able to participate and learn about the sport and then move on to the more competitive sports or competitive teams as they get older and their skills change, right?
Yep.
Some kids stay with the developmental team, some kids are really good and they like to continue on to the competitive sports. It seems to me like ENC Field Day is a lot like that.
Yep.
You're exposing the kids to all of these different types of sports. They're able to socialize and be around other kids. And at the end of the day, they're still getting a ribbon or something like that. So they can look back on that and say, you know what? I was a part of this.
Yep. I was part of it. I got recognized, and I had a great time.
And a great time, it sounds like, is had by all.
Very much.
How many adults does it take to make this happen? I believe that Terry mentioned is like 125 kids you're expecting this year. So how many adults will have to come out?
Oh, I know Rifle High School sent up a lot of students to help last year with the program. I would say there was probably 80 adults at least out there helping with all the kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
it was a good event to see everybody come together and work together for these kids.
So there's another angle again, speaking from the last couple of years that you've participated in, how important is it for students from the high school to be involved and working with these younger kids with some significant needs?
Yeah, I think it's a great reminder for those kids that of what they may have or may not have, and to look forward to working with the rest of society.
I was talking a little bit with Elizabeth about her experience in public school in this area, and obviously I went to public school all 13 years in this area as well, and we had students with significant needs in the classroom with us, at least through eighth grade.
Right.
That was not a thing when Elizabeth was in school, because it was, keep in mind, a couple decades later. What about you? When you went to school, was this a thing? Or
we had a lot of our students integrated unless they were significantly.
Gotcha. And how'd you feel about that? Did you?
I still have friends that we still talk about, some of our classmates that had special needs. Yeah. So it's great that we can still remember them.
Me too. They were just a part of the classroom.
Yep, exactly.
We knew they were different, but aren't we all?
Exactly.
Again, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to crboces.org. That stands for Colorado River Boces.org. Again, they're trying to raise $4,000 by the day of the event, which is May 11th, to help make this happen. David, you had your hand up there. What else you want to say, young man?
What are we doing here?
We're making a commercial for ENC.
Oh, okay, that's right.
There you go. Thanks for coming, by the way. I appreciate it. It's
Thank
nice to
you.
Meet you.
Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you.
And Gael, I don't know. I was looking for you to cut it up or something like that, man. Tell me a joke or something. But
you got one.
You've been
up?
Pretty quiet.
I don't got no win. Right now, I don't have no jokes.
All right.
I'm out right now.
You didn't come with something prepared?
No, I didn't come prepared today.
Wayne, any final thoughts for anybody listening right now?
If you see any of these kids out in the stores or out in public, just make sure to give them a nod and know that they're putting forth their best effort.
And maybe a smile.
And a nod and a smile, yep.
Smile can go a long way.
Very long ways.
Yep. All right. Again, the website is crboces.org. And again, if you want to Google Encourage Nurture Challenge, you can see that 2019 video of these young student athletes participating and getting a chance, right? All the best. We'll see you guys around. Good luck next Thursday.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.